The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
After Jesus had revealed himself to his disciples and eaten breakfast with them, he said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" And Simon Peter answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." And then he said to Simon Peter a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Simon Peter answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And he said to him, "Tend my sheep." A third time Jesus asked, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was disturbed that he said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he replied, "Lord, you know everything. You know well that I love you." And Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Amen, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted to go. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you did not want to go." He said this, signifying what kind of death he would, by which he would glorify God. And when he said this, he said to him, "Follow me." The Gospel of the Lord. You know, in the Acts of the Apostles now, we have Paul at Caesarea, which is near Jerusalem. It's over on the coast next to Tel Aviv. And he appeals to Rome because he's a Roman citizen, and therefore Festus sends him off to Rome. King Agrippa and Festus both send him off to Rome, and there he will be martyred. By the way, he will be beheaded because he's a Roman citizen. Peter, not being a Roman citizen, will be crucified, but Roman citizens were not crucified. So we'll come to the end of this reading from Acts tomorrow, where Paul is imprisoned in Rome. Tradition has it he was executed in Rome about the year 64, when you had the great fire of Rome, and Nero was the emperor, and Nero blamed the Christians. History becomes a little murky here, but that's more or less tradition. I want to say a few words about this gospel. This gospel is very important. It's the 21st chapter of John, and it happens at the place called Tagba. Now, Tagba, I've mentioned many times before, is my favorite place in all the Holy Land. It's in Galilee, on the edge of the Sea of Galilee. Now, what's very interesting about this little pericope we have here today from John is the reconciliation of Peter, the one who denied Jesus and the one who walked out on Jesus in his time of crisis. But Jesus comes to him. He doesn't have to go to Jesus. Just stand still and the Lord will come to you. So Jesus comes. And it's worth reading the whole chapter. It's absolutely engaging for followers of Jesus Christ. Here's how the Lord comes to him. And three times he asks him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Now, you'll understand this better if you look at the Greek words that are used. There are a number of Greek words. There are four, especially, for love. But the two interchanged here are philein. We've talked about philein. Adelphos philein, brotherly love, is Philadelphia. Philein Adelphos. It's a human love, a sincere but struggling and limited and generous human love, but with its limitations because of humanity. The other second word that's used here is agapan. And agapan is this infinite, unconditional, extraordinary love. Now, here's how the conversation goes between Jesus and Peter. Jesus says to Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" And he uses agapan, do you have this great love for me? Unconditional love. Peter answers, Lord, you know that I love you. And he uses philein. No, I love you with a human love, struggling love, a broken love, but sincere. It's all I can give you. Tend my lambs. Okay, second time he asks him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? He uses agapan again. Do you love me with this extraordinary, unconditional love? And Peter answered, Lord, you know that I love you with philein. The best I can give. It's broken, it's struggling, but it's sincere. Tend my sheep. The third time Jesus asks him, Jesus changes the words and he says, Simon, son of John, do you love me with philein? With the human love. Peter says, Lord, you know everything. You know well that I love you with my sincere love, my human love, struggling. So, and Jesus said, feed my sheep. Now, what's important here is that Jesus emphasizes for Peter the fact that his human love is enough. You don't have to have the extraordinary, unconditional, forever, perfect. The human love is enough. That's the manner in which he reconciles Peter. I've often wondered, you know, in our interchange, in our communities and so forth, in our church, in our families, is human love enough? It's enough for Jesus, from Peter. But in our families, in our church, people are struggling. They make mistakes. They need forgiveness. But there is a love there which is human. I know it's struggling, it's broken, it's limited. But it comes from the heart. People make mistakes, they commit sins, they do all sorts of strange things. We do. We're the people. We're all limited. And Jesus says, your broken, limited human love, that's enough. Where this happens at Tagba is called the place of the primacy. Because this is where Jesus restores Peter, his confidence, his self-value, restores his faith through accepting his humanity. And this is where he says, you are the leader now. It's the place of primacy. He establishes Peter as the Pope, so to speak, you know. That's very important to keep in mind. I've always reflected on this many times at Tagba, saying, you know, in the presence of God, Lord, in all my humanity, am I acceptable? And the Lord says, yes, you are acceptable. I bless your human love. What do we preach in the church? You've got people in the margins who are struggling, they're confused, they're left out, and so forth. And they say, look, this is all I can give you where I find myself in my life. I am broken, I'm struggling, I'm in sin, I am limited, I'm confused, I'm searching. And we say, well, no, wait a minute, let me look up which canon governs you here. Well, this canon says there isn't a place for you. Listen to the 21st chapter of John's Gospel. I think it's very, very important to understand the infinite love of Jesus embracing the finite, limited love of each person.